The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
So, night has fallen over Worcester Mountain, or what seems a mountain, to someone like myself living in a country that is really flat. Another day of practicing together, of taking a closer look at these lives that we're living as human beings. This is my very first Dharma talk in this Sangha, and I am excited, heart beating, and also very humbled. But I'll do my best, as we have been doing every minute, every hour, for the past many days. And the koan that I will explore is a koan from a collection called the Miscellaneous Koans. It's number 14D. When the rain beats on the peach blossoms, a butterfly flies up. When the rain beats on the peach blossoms, a butterfly flies up. So when I first received this koan in my practice a little while ago, I instantly felt joy rising, which is not always the case when I receive a koan. A bright smile on my face, almost able to smell the fragrance of the peach blossoms in the rain. And then, of course, as I'm tempted to say, as so often in our lives, that instant quickly passes, the fragrant sweetness of something. As I turn toward the part of the koan about the rain that beats on the peach blossoms. As so often before, I don't always remember the koan exactly, so it was beats down on the blossoms for a while. And if that might be a place to enter, what could that be? What could that be pointing toward? Being beat by rain. Being touched by something, being whacked by life. All occasions to wake up. Something moves us, something encounters us. Like the koan was encountering me as I read it the first time. And there is an imprint. Sometimes an action, sometimes a reaction. And so, sensing the smell rising from whatever it is that we are encountering at that given moment of rain beating against us. The as part of this practice, or it's been my experience, I practice turning toward being curious. So there's rain straight in my face walking along the beach. What is it? What is it that moves me here? And as we go about our days in this sesshin together, moment by moment, endless possibilities of encountering something that beats down on us in some way, stirs us up, shakes us up, making a mistake, thinking about the people at home that we have left behind for a while as we live here as home leavers. Ideas about the future. And to meet this again with courage, to practice returning and feeling the rain in our faces. And of course, there's also so many other ways we could enter this little koan. The fragrance. When something wakes us up, very often, a sweet scent follows at some point. Might be tiny, might be huge. But perhaps we discover that we're able to stop and notice there was a sweet fragrance there. But life, perhaps not so much anymore, is something that happens to us and we don't notice, but that we actually notice when something touches us. And of course, there's also the very end of the koan about the butterfly that flies up as the rain beats on the peach blossoms. What could that butterfly be? Is it you? Is it me? Is it all of us as we enter this incredible, mysterious enterprise of Zen practice, having no idea what we signed up for, moving through it forever changed? So as part of the Bodhisattva vow, humbly offering a few words, and time passing, silence, meeting my ability to express anything at all. Let me read the koan one last time. When the rain beats on the peach blossoms, a butterfly flies up.